Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Wine O'Clock. We are here to get your goddamn weekend started right, and it feels good. Bronnie, you feeling good right now?
I am. It's Friday. I love Friday. Cheers.
We love a Friday. We actually do.
We do, and we love Wine O'Clock.
Yes. Yes.
And on Friday, does Wine O'Clock start earlier than every other day?
I think so. I think it legally has to because people want to get drunk.
They do.
People
want to
dance, and they want to go out dancing.
Oh, on Fridays. To dance.
Everyone goes out dancing on Fridays.
Or you can just peer through someone's flat's window.
Flat's eye. You can look through someone's flat eye and you can see them dancing. That's all that matters.
And then you'll see their cat statue and you'll think, they're staying in.
Their beautiful cat statue. I love looking at people's statues and stuff. Some of them are really nice.
No, they're not.
A lot of people's gnomes.
Oh, do you like the gnomes?
Yeah.
Or the crazy ones? Yeah. Like, massive sexy cleavage gnomes, dress?
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
I thought it'd be fun. I'm like, who is buying that? So what auntie like is someone who has like one of those fish on the walls that turns take me to the river. They are fun fish.
Drop me in the water.
Wash me down.
Do you know what, Sam? That.
Yes.
That right there.
Yes.
Is a song that makes sense.
That is a song that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's a fish saying, take me to the river.
Yes.
Drop me in the water.
Yeah. We know exactly what it means, actually.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward.
Al Green sung that.
Did he?
I think so.
And also, like, if you said his name really fast, it sounds like Al Gee.
That's fun. That's
and
a fun thing to try at home for everybody.
Have in the water.
Try that this weekend if you want to get your weekend started, right? Al Gee. Al Green.
Exactly. Well, that's something you find in the water.
That's something that you find in the water.
So you take to the river and drop in the water if you didn't want it.
And wash me down. If you want to wash me down, get the ugly off.
So today, I've been thinking about this a lot. So okay. I love music. Do you love music?
Love to bop.
Okay. So I often love to listen to the same stuff though.
Okay.
Do you like new music?
I like new music. I like trying new things. I like new music.
That's great. Yeah. I wish I was better at new music.
What music are you listening to?
Right now.
Fleetwood Mac. Just Fleetwood Mac.
It's one song.
An ABBA. Just ABBA.
No, I have. What have we been listening? I love when people ask me that. Like, yeah. I have any control of any of the music that
Just
happens
Baby
in
Shark.
My house. How dare you? No.
You love that bop.
The girls listen. Olive always listens to Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Edie always.
Is she a Swiftie?
Yeah. Edie always listens to this song called Fireball. Fireball. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, da, I know da, da, that da, da. Song. That's yeah. a good song.
She loves it.
Yeah.
And then Ari loves this song called Let's Get Ridiculous. And it goes, Let's Get Ridiculous.
I know that song as well. That's another good one. So it's a lot of.
It's a lot.
That's upbeat.
Yeah. So they take turns in the car. It goes, Olive will do Taylor Swift.
Edie
will do Fireball. He'll do Let's Get Ridiculous.
It's also like Pitbull songs. Are they Pitbull songs?
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide? They do sound a lot like that.
Yeah. So we're pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool family.
Pretty cool. But yeah, they
Loud
also
family.
Love they also love songs that they know.
Oh,
They love being familiar. So I love songs that I know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get some lyrics wrong.
Okay.
But there's this really cool thing on your phone, your iPhone, where you can like actually when the song's playing, you can click this little button and all the lyrics come up. Like you're in karaoke. No, just on Apple, grow up. And so
you got Apple Music, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a Spotify guy.
Oh.
Different in some
ways.
That's
Spotify.
The only way we're different.
That's the only way. Every other way, exactly the
exactly
same.
Exactly the same. We're the same girlies.
So I actually Googled songs that don't make sense.
Songs that don't make
lyrics
sense.
Lyrics that don't make sense.
Yeah.
And I want to
get a little bit.
And I want to read some lyrics to you. And then I'm going to read some lyrics to you as if I've never heard this song before in my life.
Okay.
And I want you as a musical professional, because you've just said.
Because I'm a musical professional.
Well, you've just said that.
Well, you put words in my mouth, but sure.
But you've said that.
I haven't
said Okay. that. And I want you to explain what the lyrics mean to me.
Okay.
Okay. I want you also to tell me what song it is.
Okay.
And you need to explain what the lyrics mean.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, Skinny Love, what happened here?
That's Bon Iver, Skinny Love. Yep.
Shh, 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 shh.
Okay.
Well done. That's very good.
Thank you.
Suckle on my hope in light brasseries. My sullen load is full, so slow on the split. What's that mean?
Now look, I think this song is about someone dying of cancer.
Okay.
I think this song is about that. I think I've heard that before. And Skinny Love is about that, about someone dying. Is that true?
I don't know.
The words.
That's what I'm asking. You're a professional.
Well, I think it actually is. I think it's a very sad
No,
song.
It's not actually.
No? What's it
Skinny
about?
Skinny Love is about like It's so stretched, or it's so like it's unnourished.
The love is.
Yeah, it's unnourished.
Oh, so it's not a very sad song, or is it a sad song?
Not sad. If you don't nourish. I used to listen to this song a lot.
Did you? And you never knew what it meant?
No, because it's one of those songs where you can just make noises in the same time that they make noises.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And so in the end, exactly. In the end, you're just saying just random words all together.
Crying. Okay,
can you, like, you don't have to sing it perfectly, but can you sing it this bit to me? No, with the words.
I don't know the words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My point.
I know the skinny
Come
love
on,
bit.
Come on, skinny love, what's happened here?
Oh, what's happened here?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, skinny love, what's happened over here?
Open up a plea. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Ma-na-ma, ma-na-ma, ma-na-ma. Oh, that'd be the Muppets doing it. Ma-na-ma. That's kind of fun.
So
actually,
that
let's
one.
Get the Muppets to do this. That's one.
Okay, so you thought it was about cancer. Yeah. I think it's about skinny love doesn't have a chance.
Up?
Yeah, that's it. No, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Bonnie Bear wrote this article. Okay, I did not. So suckle on the hope in light brasseries. Brasseries.
Like
what the hell? Okay, here we go. Let's see if you know this one. You can serve it to me ancient city style. You can party like it's BC with a pretty 16th century smile.
Ooh, the sexy one.
Yeah. Who sings that? Who sings that? Professional.
That is Lady Gaga, Disco Stick.
So close.
Is it actually
Lady Gaga?
Oh, it's actually Lady Gaga.
Yeah, well
oh,
done.
Wow. Okay, it sounds like a Lady Gaga song.
Does it?
Yeah, but I don't know.
She's very clever. She writes a lot of songs.
She's smart.
She's really smart. She writes so many good
songs.
So
many songs.
So
she
many
can't
songs.
Stop. She actually can't stop. I'll point at you again. You point it at me. I'll point at you. She can't stop writing songs.
So
it's
what does that mean? You can serve it to me, ancient city style. Serve
is it
what?
A bit elegant? Bit elegant? Is it serving it? Is she serving it? Like she's got a slay fit. She's so slay.
Well, this song's about gossip.
Gossip?
With a pretty 16th century smile. It's called Babylon. It's about gossip.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I don't like that.
I thought
that
you knew everything.
I do know. I
you
lied.
Need to be convincing me that you know it. Okay.
I know half of the songs and I know half of the information out there.
Okay. What about this one?
Yeah. Do my own research.
I think that you might not know. I can help you with but you need to tell me what this means.
Okay.
Okay. And if you don't know what the song is, I can help you.
Okay.
But I think you might know.
You don't need to shout. Sure.
Okay. Beats so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns.
Yeah.
Do you want to know which song it's from? And then you explain to me what that means.
Okay.
It's Boom Boom Pow by Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, that's Boom Boom Pow. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. That's Boom Boom Pow. Can we request songs? Can I get Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas?
Do you want me to
yes, can I get that
I'll
again?
I'll repeat it.
Yep.
Beats so big,
yep.
I'm stepping on leprechauns. What's it mean? I've never heard this
before. So you got
before.
Leprechauns mm-hmm. a lot of the time mean luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
so they
yes.
mean luck. So I imagine beats, talking about music.
Yes.
In this song. So beats so big that they're getting rid of all of the getting luckier and getting the luck from the
out
leprechaun.
Of them, the dead leprechauns.
Yeah, the dead leprechauns.
So the spirits of them going through
yes.
their feet.
Because when you kill a leprechaun, you yes. take their luck. So you
oh
put your hand
God.
On their face and you say, luck with me, three times.
Luck with me.
Luck with me, luck with me, luck with me. And you take it out of their face.
Oh,
and
that's
you
where their luck's
that
stored.
Luck. You become luckier. That's famously what that song is about.
Okay, I actually really have.
Boom,
I do know what
boom,
I
gotta get that boom boom boom.
Thank you for committing to explaining that to me. What about
I
this?
I just understood the game, and it is a fun game.
Look, this is great. Yeah. Okay, ready? I'm a lowbrow, but I rock a little know-how.
Same.
No time for the piggies or the hoosegow. Oh. Get smart, get down with the powwow. Never been a better time than right now.
Agreed.
Okay, that's from a very famous song called Give It Away by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So what's this mean? I'm a lowbrow, but I rock a little know-how. No time for the piggies or the hoosegow. Get smart. Get down with the powwow. Never been a better time than right now.
This is a song about when you dance, you don't want to be watched and you're sick of people judging you when you dance.
Okay, so like Dance Like No One's Watching.
So Dance Like No One's Watching.
Yes, I love that magnet. So I've got it.
Yeah, I've got that magnet too. So when you saw it from me, but it's on T-Tail as well. When you dance,
yes,
you don't want to have the brow. You don't, and you want to have the know-how. So when you want to go out by yourself and people are kind of judging you.
Yes.
You just want to continue to dance.
Mm.
And so I think in a way we all kind of feel that at some time of our life. And so when I go out dancing, I don't want to worry about all those naysayers.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just dance.
Oh, yeah. What's a hoosegow?
Pardon?
Hoosegow.
That is a man, I believe, who grew up in Helsinki.
Great.
Is that what that means?
It's actually bang on.
Yeah, thank you.
Come on, Eileen.
Oh.
To Lorai. I'm reading it as it is. Okay. Come on, Eileen. To Lorai. Now you're full grown. Now you have shown. Oh, Eileen. What's that mean?
It's a song about, you're going to hate this because it's a song about sex. That's why it's called Come On, Eileen.
Oh, my God.
And that bit that you can't read is the lovemaking noise.
Oh.
The tu a little.
Is that what you say?
Yep. Tu a little. I told you you weren't going to like that bit. I told you weren't going to like that one.
Absolutely devastated. Do you want me to read you the very brief explanation?
Yep.
This? As much as we love singing along to this classic, we're not really sure if tu lorai is a pickup line or a dance move. Well, some fans have speculated the line comes from an old Irish lullaby. We'll never know exactly what it has to do with Eileen.
Can we just ask? Has anyone asked the songwriters?
No, ask Eileen. What are they saying to you, Eileen?
Eileen, what are they saying, Eileen?
Well, does anyone care about Eileen?
I don't think anyone does. I care about Eileen.
Do you?
Yeah, we're very close. You know that. Me and Eileen are very close.
Okay, so this one's a little bit sweet.
A sweet song. I love sweet song.
Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. Who sings that? Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad.
Oh, who is this? This is Barry White. Yeah. The way you sang it,
yes,
because it reminded me of Barry White. Your deep voice.
It's Carly Rae Jepsen. She's Call Me Maybe.
Okay.
So what's that mean? Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. It doesn't make sense.
So what she means is that she's talking about a ghost. So it was someone dead.
It's scary.
It's a bit scary. And she had met them once before. And then they came back and she's lying in her room. And the ghost comes through the wall.
Yes.
With her long fingers.
Yeah.
And she realizes that she misses them so bad.
So bad.
So bad. But it's like the spookiest ghost you've ever seen. But she falls in love with the ghost.
Oh.
That's the thing. So she falls in love with the ghost. Yeah. And then she said, call me maybe. And that's about calling maybe because you don't know if a ghost can call you.
Your little fingers
can call you. So it's call me maybe. That's what the song's about.
If you feel like it.
If you feel like
it. If the afterlife allows.
If you're so inclined, you can call me maybe.
Okay, here's one. I'll do two more.
Okay.
Drain the whole sea. Yes. Get something shiny.
Yeah.
Something meaty for the main course.
Yeah.
Okay. Take Me to the Church by Hozier.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Hozier. I think so.
Yeah, great. So what's that about? Drain the whole sea, get something shiny, something meaty for the main course. Sounds bossy.
Yeah.
Right,
it's
what's it about?
Okay. So it's actually a jingle for a seafood restaurant. So it's talking about a fisherman going out and draining the whole sea to get something meaty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you
so
go to that?
Fisherman Jack's seafood restaurant. Do yourself a favor if you haven't been. Yeah, it's great.
Would you go?
You can eat seafood buffet. I hate seafood, but yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I would go.
Have you always?
I would actually, yeah. But I would go along just for that.
Okay.
Just for the Hozier song that they do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, you're trendy.
I'm a bit cool like that.
You are cool.
A bit cool like that.
Okay, last one. This is a Beatles song.
Oh, my God.
A classic.
All Beatles songs are classics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some of them are dead.
Some of them are dead, but they're still classics and they live on, like the ghost before in Call Me Maybe song.
Is that who she's singing to?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My
John
God.
John Lennon.
Fuck, this is actually all coming together. Yeah. Thanks so much for explaining this to me. Man, you should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggmen. I am the walrus. Goo 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 jaboo goo 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 jube.
This is actually the second jingle from the same seafood restaurant.
Is this and it's the walrus that comes one? In.
Yeah, so if someone eats the whole buffet, so they have an all you can eat, and if you eat a certain amount, the walrus comes out. And so everyone goes, goo goo ba chup, goo goo ba chup, goo chup, goo goo ba chup. They all do that because that's fun to sing along to. So go, goo goo ba chup, goo goo ba chup, goo goo ba chup. Me and Diggs are doing that. Got a little bibs on. Goo goo ba chup, goo goo chup, ba chup. I am the walrus. We all have to go, you are the walrus. You are the walrus. You are the walrus.
Does he insist?
Goo goo ba chup, goo ba chup.
Who are the Eggmen?
Pardon? So they're the last. What are you talking about? The Eggmen. No, so the Eggmen are when you finish.
Yes.
Two men come out with eggs in their hands, boiled eggs. And if you can eat them without throwing up, you win.
Are they ghosts?
They're ghosts. If you can eat them without throwing up, you can win the whole prize. Whoa. Yeah. But you have to sing Goo Goo Choo with the eggs in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And what does the walrus do when you're doing that?
He sings along. So he goes, Goo Goo Choo, Goo Goo Choo, Goo Goo Choo. It's a great restaurant. Do yourself a favor. Fisherman Jack.
I just want, is he upset that you've eaten the whole, or is he proud of you that you've eaten the whole buffet?
The walrus is proud.
Okay. He's thrilled he's been invited.
He's thrilled because you win the prize. Goo Goo Choo, Goo Goo Choo, Goo Goo Choo, Goo Goo Choo. It's beatboxing. You've ever heard of it?
I was so confused. I was so confused about so many of these.
Now you don't have
now
to be.
Now I feel so good. I'm going to put on a different song every single time I get in the car and I'll be like.
They know what it means.
I'll be like, this is probably about a walrus.
Probably about a walrus. Send us your favourite lyrics or maybe misheard lyrics will be fun.
Yes.
If you've heard lyrics before and you're going, I think this is what it means. Mm. And you go, no, it's not. No, it's not that at all. But it's you not. Learn and you grow and that's what life and love is all about. Bron Lewis, have a wonderful weekend, dear.
Cheers.
Cheers.